the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, all over this great state of Michigan, and WBRN out of Big Rapids, Lansing affiliates, JIM. But we're shooting up to Big Rapids. I've got involved a little bit with the college this year and got on the alumni
board. There's a college there?
Right. So I'm a university now and a college when I graduated. But I'm up there a little bit more, watching now a 4-0 football team, last year's Division II national champion team. So it's a lot of fun, and we've got a buddy up there that has developed a wonderful little brewery and restaurant. What we got on the line, Bob?
Yes, sir. It's Crankenstein, Jim Crank, the Crank family out of Detroit, legendary food people. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we just opened up a professor. We just got off the line with Jeff Knobloch from Trail Point. And had a couple of his wonderful beers, and now we're tapping a professor. And I wish I still had that growler full of the blood of Crank, but unfortunately, it leaked out on my way home. I didn't end up with any. Just kidding.
Oh, that's too bad, Bob. No. I'm sure it leaked out.
Yeah. So, Crank, how you been, man? It's been a while since we've chatted. Life good in Big Rapids?
Job, it's always good. You know that.
I do.
You're
yeah.
a bulldog. You know it's always good in Big Rapids.
Yep.
You know? I haven't seen you, by the way.
Well, I know. I've always been up there on official business, but that's going to change, so I'll darken your door.
All right. I hope so, buddy.
Yep. Are you still feeding the football team?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great thing.
88-7 since we started feeding them.
Well, there you go. That's what a good Coney will do
See?
For a guy.
There you go. I think it's probably that breakfast he does there. You moved into a building Jop and I went when we were in college there, used to go to for breakfast. It was called like the Homestead or something, wasn't it? Anyway.
Harvest Table.
There you go. The Harvest Table. Legendary breakfast place. And then you made it into a breakfast brewery. So I don't know how that works, but
I don't know. That's how you improve on perfection.
Yeah,
right there.
Right. I can tell you that there's a reason you have to go in there other than great food and good conies. But the tap room is beautiful. It's huge. And unfortunately, they're short one very cute bartender. Because she happens to work for me now.
Oh.
But
you stole her, Bob.
Yeah, that's how friends do friends.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I introduced her to people as a girl I met at deer camp,
right.
And that really makes them look.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah,
she's your daughter's age.
You creeper.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so I love to go into Cranks and Crankers, I should say, but. Tell us about the Blood of Crank, because I keep telling you it's one of the best beers I've ever tasted in my life, and it's somehow the world has to find out.
Basically, an IPA that we have put a natural puree base to, and we use a couple secret ingredients in there that make the blood orange really come out. We do a little zest in there, and... You know, it would be very, very happy with that beer. It surprised us, actually, how much response that we have from people like yourself that really, really enjoy it. And we have people come from all over to get growlers of it. And we had it out in distribution. We had it out in 16-ounce cans. We're cooking that off because a lot of the retailers don't really like the 16-ounce cans anymore. So we're going to end up packaging it in 12-ounce cans.
Oh, we'll be up for the leftovers.
Well, and here's my point. Here's my point to everybody is, you can go ahead and can it, you can bottle it, you can put it on a ship and send it to Timbuktu. I don't care. If you're not getting it fresh off the tap at Crankers, it's not going to be the same. And I'm telling you, it's like mother's milk.
Yeah.
That's true. It's even all beers, you know, the Bulldog
right.
Red, the Professor, they're off the draft, fresh. It's any brewery. It's definitely a much better beer when you can pour it fresh right from the bright tank. There's nothing better.
Yeah.
Talk about your red.
The Bulldog Red. We just came out with a new batch. It's going to be our national championship batch. called the National Champ. It's our Bulldog Red.
Dude, I'm getting goosebumps.
The new batch that we made, we're coming out with right now, and we've carved it a little bit more. We're canning it. Probably won't see it out in a lot of retailers till probably after the first of the year, but it's we think we've improved the beer, and it's a tremendous red. It's you know, not a real heavy red, real light and caramely. We've kind of made it a little bit lighter and more carb.
So
I think you tried it when you were there, Bob, didn't you?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, how many tap handles you got? How many did while he was there?
No, right? I was just coming home from deer camp. I had breakfast, and I had like a beer and a half.
Right. So Crank, you actually, I don't know if you patented this or you've got some sort of trademark on it, but you have a keto beer too, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
That's
and we
a
have,
great point.
We have patented the name Keto, so nobody else will be able to use the name Keto. It's a very, very, we've got a lot of response for that beer right now. Right now, we've taken that out of distribution. We have some issues that we have to work out. And but we will be out there soon again. We've had a lot of people interested in the brand of the and the keto, but it's a 7% three carb IPA. And
do you see
you know,
that,
it's not
Joppy?
One of my favorites, but I tell you, there's a lot more, like I say, traction on it than I ever thought. And we get people writing to us all the time. Where can they get it? And it's really, you know, it's a solid. It's a solid IPA that's very low in carbs.
Okay, Jop, did if you were, and you're a very astute listener and watcher, but if you read between those lines there, do you see something just so brilliant and unique? And there's a reason I call him Crankenstein. It's because the guy's like a mad scientist. He just comes up with stuff that everybody else would want to poo-poo or say, oh, that's stupid. No, a keto beer.
Right.
And your first taste of it, you go, oh, I don't know, because I'm looking for something else. By the time you get to the bottom of the glass, you're going, let me just try one more.
Right.
And you try one more and you go, gosh, that's pretty decent. And here's the deal. If you're a serious keto diet person, this is the solution for you. Is it the professor? Is it Blood of Crank? No, it's none of those. But here's what it is. It's solid.
Right.
And it tastes pretty good. And it's like 7%. And how many carbs?
Three, you said.
Three for a 12-ounce can. 3.3 for a 12-ounce can.
I think there's more in a glass of red wine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is. And it's probably a little bit less than that, but that was our highest measuring point, so that's what we have to use. Yep.
So, Crank, is there any beers on tap? Are there any beers on tap we missed that you'd like us to let everybody know about?
Big in Japan.
Well, as Mr. Bob says, Crankenstein, we have just brought our Crankenstein out, just actually coming on the draft today. Comes out the beginning of October. It's our new batch of Crankenstein. That'll be on draft today, leading into our Cranktoberfest, which is October 29th. anybody that wants to come to a great festival, beer festival, we have eight bands. We got a lot of sponsorship from the local dispensaries, and it's an all-day event. And anybody that wants to come to it, I recommend if they want a good festival, a good time, that is one of the best that we do here.
And you've got one called, like, Big in Japan?
Yes, Big in Japan. Yep.
That's great beer. This is a great beer.
That's one of our session IPAs.
So you all want a reason to go on a color tour to head up north? You only have to go an hour north at Grand Rapids. If you're listening from Grand Rapids, I don't care where you're from. This place is only a half hour or an hour from about anywhere. So
right.
Go to Big Rapids, go find Crankers, and whether you run into Jim or not, just go up there and check out all these great beers they've got. Jim Crank, longtime friend, we love you, man, and wish you the best, and go Bulldogs.
Love you guys, and go Bulldogs. We're gonna take it home again this year. So,
all right.
And Jop, I'm looking forward to see you. I heard you're getting in with the alumni there and stuff. So you
yep.
know, don't forget your small friends.
Oh no, never would, Crank. All right, take care, brother. Keep making beer. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
All right.
See you guys.
Yeah, all right, nice. Jim Crank, Crankers Brewery. Coming up next, we're going to dive into Bob's chili recipe. Stick with us. We'll be back.